Cream has got up to Doc. The Vava Medalis. Eric Olive. Halakha Bays or Gimel, depending on your print. This stuff is nice to shame. I think we got up to Omer of the Yochanan. Mm-hmm. Correct? Go through, yeah? You have a place for me?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? That's what you're asking? Omer of the Yochanan. Goes wrong, the Kemat Ba'aladmu. The Chachomim were gazing not to use Meister to buy even a Nekeva, which obviously is going to be a Bakor, even if it's a Balad Moon, so it can't be a Shlomi. Nonetheless, they were gozer not to buy it with money of Meister. This would be, of course, for both the Taiva, not for anything else. Gutnei Vlada, because of the problem that we said. What's going to happen if it has a child? Right? And then if it has a child, then the child you're going to have to bring now, since it's for right for korban. And then it turns out it's going to end up not being able to be brought. We said because you're being mavriyachet mina achila. Right? So here, if you do that, so now you're going to be a complication of having the kedushas maitra. The Raman B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tumim Egzera. Not only that, wait, I skipped on Zohar. Gozral Zohar Balmum, Mipnei Nikeva Balatmum. And even though there's no problem with a Zohar having a baby, but we still made a Gezera that a Zohar you shouldn't buy using Meister Shani money. And of course, you can't have a baby because if we allow that, people will already buy the cave, and they're not going to know the difference. Well, wait, Rami Nebashem of Yochanan Filo Tamima. Yochanan says you can't even buy a Tamima. You can only buy a Tamima. We thought until now that this is some kind of device, to use it for the Zabasa. But the truth is, there's a Yochanan, this halacha of not buying Basra Taiva, only buying Shlomi, is also there. You're making it sound like the mission of the Arisa that we were going for, but that's really not true. It's also only a gezeirah that even though there's a mitzvah to eat shlomi with your meister, it's not that there's an iser asei that you can use it for something else. It's just saying that this is an idiom to use. A chachamim goes there not to use it for anything else, because it really lachatchila was not also. This whole din of, you know, we made our knas on the guy, and this is in Yetzer B'chulin, and so on. That's all basically a teaser, Kadova. Because it says, Rishona, Yomrim, Lokhim Be'mal Basar Talva. When originally they used to allow the purchase of the animal, so you stop the both of Taiva. Volume of Rishino, Tony Agaviam is there. But instead of buying some animals for Hakrova, they only bought to get the most out of the money. They didn't want the tircha. So they stopped bringing the animals to the shlom in the aw at all. So then they went to the other extreme and they said, even something that's not royal to shlom certainly is not an isser, meaning rice to bring. But they said, you shouldn't do that because then you'll be used the money to be mavriyak at some of the mitzvah. So for the moment you'll feel a cry after all, it's God is a tummy. After Shvi'i Tzrechad, my Tashenim, the Chavim, the Nota, Al, the Keva, Ba'alat Mum, the Al-Shar, Ve'im, Al-Chayav, Ben Chaya, Ben Shkutin. So other things, and even a Chay, and even an Oak, which certainly can't bring to the Korban Shlomi, and that's not what the Torah was Mechayav here to bring. But, so they said, therefore you're lost in Mechayav, Ba'an, it's already there. You can't be Makalit if it's a live animal, because a live animal we don't want you not to be bringing as a shlomi, even though it's not something that's right for shlomi. In other words, if you're going to buy live, buy shlomi. In other words, the heter to buy meat is only to buy meat, not to buy an animal. That's basically what comes out of all of these gazeres. It ends up, you can't buy anything. You can't buy a bird. You can't buy a bird to chef. You can't buy an animal to chef.
Money.
Yeah, of course you can buy money. Yeah, sure, of course. Sure. There's not anything else like the money. That's not why they were Gojin. The reason that they were Gojin is that we're afraid that you'll buy live animals, and then instead of eating them, which is also to keep around mice and manabium, but we're afraid that you're going to have flocks of these animals, that they'll have children, you'll keep the children, you want to start making a lot of money on them, so you'll keep them for years and years, keep them years and years, it'll be over. Every 4 years, you'll be over basically, you're keeping mice and children in your house. So the Mela, in order to avoid the Takola, they said you have to go ahead and buy meat, because otherwise you're going to end up getting the trouble. Come Rabbi Yirmiyah in Rabbi Zera. Once Rabbi Yirmiyah met Rabbi Zera, and on that day, Ad Kedom, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Kayan, Va'aton Tvuyim ben Matkuvim. You're basically taking Smartutim, draping it over a person who's still alive, and claiming that he said nonsense. Lamin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afil t'nima gizera. How can you say such a thing? We know that other things and things that chalal don't have a shaykes to the mizbeach, like ofos or shlomi or buying a chaya and so on. We said that that's also a gizera. The t'nima is a gizera. What are you quoting him now as saying? That Shmuel Bar Yitzchak would say Shelo Yiru Otam Adarim Adarim, when we know that we have a Gezeira because of the Tamila. Why are you saying as far as Adarim Adarim? Yuma Lo Is Anra La Shviyat. See what happened over here is that in the story of Shviyat, where we don't have any Svara, obviously, as we said, because he's being Mavriyah. Okay, over there, it makes sense to say that we're afraid that you're going to come to a Takola. And you're going to have things that have modes of Shvius and so on. So there I understand, because it says law, I'm not supposed to do Skoda with modes of Shvius. Okay, but here it has nothing to do with the question of whether you're going to be Nitzchalos. Directly, Halacha, because you're being Mavriyah, but when I'm in Be'ach, like we said, we want things for our common Be'ach. Yishka, Sani, Alashviyat, and indeed, we found after some time, after this kind of thing, we found that it was a bride that really said, Shemin Yagadami, Amadorim, Amadorim, was said in the Suyur Shemitah. We never found the Gavi Maitre Shemin that somebody should say such a thing. Only the problem was that you're being Mavriyah, when I'm in Be'ach.
I
can't remember ever referring to this as the same as what I look at Mishnah, I look at Gimel, or I look at Dalet, I think in your Jewish familiar, right? Oh, you got a Gimel too? Okay. Oh, so it's only the name Moshe, I used to put it. I look at Mayim Umela. Oh, boy, yeah. So somebody who buys things that it's not really used gets in my Gashemi, and we'll see in the Gemara when it's out of the prophet. So somebody goes in and he uses mice and shame money to buy Mayim Umelach, or he uses it to buy Peirot and Mufugarim Lakaraka, or he uses it to buy Peirot, Sheinanya Palim Lagia Yul Yushalayim, because there's something on rot by the time they get. In such a case, Lo Tama Meister, most mice and shame were not Mufugarim, and therefore the buyer should simply accept his money back, because the seller should give him his money back, because the money is kodesh in the hands of, I mean, that's the way most of them, and I don't know that way, but these are those local mice from your point of view. And you have to go out and spend more money now on something that is edible in Yerushalayim. But that the end is the money in the hands of the mocher was actually your fault. Yeah, but okay, but the tax is what one might say, but the problem is not transaction. Halokeach peirot shogei, yachru damim lukumam. If he bought it to shogei, so then it's mamish to say, to make a story. So he can go and he can tell you that I bought this thinking that it was okay to buy with this money. So we forced him to give the money back because to make a story. And say, Makola. No, he had Meister money. Now he went up to Yerushalayim. Yeah, he bought salt. Perfectly reasonable thing to do. It's something you. Is that what you're talking about? Peros Makubarim? Yeah, this is something about Peros that are not, they're not able to get there.
But
he's there. He can buy the money and bought food. Yeah, he can buy Paris to eat Yerushalayim. But not if he can't get them to Yerushalayim.
He originally had
money.
He got money?
What is it? He inherited money. I don't know however he got the money. But he had money that he had. He's buying now. He's not being poda. He's buying.
Right.
It's reactive to purchase, which works as a opinion. It's not bad.
It's not to be voted.
No, it's a sentence to buy and to eat. Yeah. Right. So then it's an extra choice that he never would have bought it, right? Now he certainly didn't buy it in order to go up to Yerushalayim. If he has money already, he'd rather take the money up to Yerushalayim. Exactly. That's why he's saying the thing would take a mother, shogun.
He made a mistake,
and that mistake makes him like a throat, which can force the mocha to return the money to him. If we say to the man, look, I mean, obviously, you used him to get the money to shame, and you meant to take him to the fire. But if he goes in and he does it the mazes, and he figured, okay, you know, I'm not going to be mad, but I'm going up to the fire. But he needs the money. So over there, yeah, we'll be up a little bit more from him, force him to go up and eat the Yerushalayim. You may make that. If there's no matzitzah to eat in Yerushalayim, so then you are able. That I'm just wrong. Halokiyav zayimah shogei. Yachru damim lukumam. If somebody buys the behima, not realizing it was just a nice to make a toast. Major tealev teafel b'makom. He may migdash to kaver al yedei ora. You can go and bury it, put the skin together. It's not gonna help to say that, well, I mean, but I didn't get this. Yeah, because in the same way that we said before, that the skin is a bottle, basically. Here too, the skin also becomes bottle. Hey, look, in Abadim, the Karkaot, the Matmiyad, the Majashani, the Imlakar, your Falcon Exam. He has to take the equivalent amount of money, go up to Yerushalayim and eat things that are proper with him. Him kinei zavim, kinei zavod, kinei yaldot, midmei maaseh sheni. Furthermore, he cannot go ahead and bring, because any korban that is a chiyuv, you're not allowed to bring it from chiyuvim, you can only bring it from chulin. And therefore, you're not allowed to use ketzav maaseh for this thing. If you're talking about an oila, and then you have the other problem, that you're not able to buy karma. Another karma again won't get eaten. So this is from both points of view. Yeah, klal, kosher hukutzlach, ilav l'shviyav l'sichah, in meimai sheshini, yochal kinengam. The general rule is that anything that a person bought with most of my sheshini that is outside of the realm of achila, shti, and sichah, he has to use other money, buy payrolls and eat them in Yerushalayim and connect them.
Unless it's shogun,
it's not a final business. Well, then it didn't happen. If it was a mecha person, he gets his money back. Yeah.
But he's already spent his budget taking money on the wrong thing. Now we've seen a lot of things that he has to go into his own pocket.
And use that amount of money. Right. Yeah. Now, the correct answer here is Tony. Now, he said that you have to go, again, Yazudamim Lukoma, that it's a Mecca stone. And because in America, the third is what it means. And when he does it, it's amazing. We have a knot. And therefore, we force, the question is, force whom? In a case where the person moves, there's also a moker. Unless the moker knows that the money is in his power, then the moker, we can understand, is being forced to take the money and go up to Yerushalayim because it's his problem. Right? That's the old question. Is it the mouth that stole or is it the mouth hole that stole? As being as I was the one who allowed us to use his money in order to, even though he did it, but I was the one that made it possible for him to do it. So, whereas over here, you say, I thought that it means that we penalize the guy and he eats it. So, I understand if you're going to penalize him. So then, why are we saying yes to Dalin and the Koman? Rabbi Yonah Amar Ispalga. Rabbi Yonah says, well, it's actually, it's in my focus. Rabbi Yonah Amar Yosef, Shmuel, Chadam HaKanderach Nafira, HaKanderach Kira. One says that in the Mishnah, where it says Yochak and Megdan, let's talk about buying and selling, as it says. Because it holds that the Mekah is a good Mekah, but doesn't hold of the din of the Akbar not being the one who sold. In other words, we're not going to be conate to the seller, and therefore, the Mishnah says over here that not that the seller has to go up. But Khan, there are few, there's the Brysa, talking about somebody wants to go, take money of my son, be mafouled on one of these things, okay, on a bang at the mayor. And it says, what it means is that that type of fill doesn't work, and that it's back to the way that it was. Whereas the other one says the difference is, Rafarana Omar, and we don't know who says what, as we'll see, Kansha Mocher Kayan, the Kansha Lachlo Mocher. It's very simple. The Bryant is talking about that the Mocher is here. So we can force the Mocher, Yahzul Adamim, we can force him to return the money. But the Mishnah is talking about that the Mocher is not available, and now we want to know what does the buyer do. So we say the buyer now has to go on and sue in Yerushalayim. But in Okinami, if the Mocha was still here, we would force the Mocha to return the money, and then the whole thing wouldn't be a million Mekasolis. So Yadana Mano Meda. And Mano Meda. Now, from the information in front of us, we really wouldn't know which Mandiyama said which over here, whether the Fiyabar of Yosef or Shmuel, who said the one that that the difference is Barakilo, or whether he said the difference is whether the Mocha is Kayim or not. However, we can derive who the Mandi Omer is from a different place. The Mandi Omer of Yosef is Shem Shmuel. And over here, since we are know that Shmuel is quoted as saying Nikne HaMekach, that the Mekach works, Harehu the Omer Kan Derech Mekira, the Kan Derech Hiru. If he says about our Mishnah, where it says Engelkin, that he says if he does do it, that the Mekach is indeed a good Mekach, and if, obviously, if he held that the difference was Kansha in HaMokah L'Faneinu, so that would be the point of saying it's a good Mekach. I mean, there's nobody to talk to, it's over. And so obviously he has to hold that the Mokah is the one that is still a Faneinu. And it must be that he was the one, therefore, that was mafalik between the Mishnah and the Brisa by saying, Kan derech mechira, v'kan derech hilul. But if you did it for derech mechira, then it's a kosher mechira, and the Mekach is kayim, we don't go and attack the Mokhet. Masnitz Rabbi Akiva, the law of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, our Mishnah that says that you cannot buy only Mayim Umelah, and that's the only thing that it brings. But anything else that are not ground grown, let's say like mushrooms, so you don't grow them on the ground. The problem isn't that you don't grow them on the ground. The problem is that they're simply not nourishing. So if you wanted to say a bigger fish, but it has to be to do like karka, then you should have said things that aren't to do like karka. even if they're not $900. Truffles and all that, right? But since they're only mentioned, $900 must be the rolls that you could use. Canadian Patriots, things like that, right? And that is really not like Rabbi Yishmael. Because Rabbi Yishmael is Dorish, that's the claw. Then it says, "Babakor batzom b'yayin b'shechar." That's the prat. This is "Babakor asher ta benaf shechar." That's another claw. So the claw part of claw. Yata benel again a prat. Lo malacha ma prat avar shuvlad vilavot ha'aretz. And we're talking about things that reproduce and they grow from the ground, which includes even animals, because animals are viewed, as you do like carcasses, they live off of the ground, which is ultimately the tzatzeret of the ground. So af ein li ela davar shuvlad vilavot ha'aretz. It has to be something that reproduces and that is nizon in ha'aretz. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, ma prat v'farash davar shuhu pri uvlad piri umashiri peri af ein li ela davar shuhu peri uvlad piri umashiri peri. He knows that's not the point. The point over here is that the thing itself should have, it should be something that's reproduced, or has a mother of some sort, whether it's in terms of being born of a mother, it's in terms of being pressed from a mother, like wine, and it's makshir the pri, and it helps other Arabs to be eaten, so that, even if you wouldn't eat it itself, but you would eat it by making it a dip, that's also okay. So the differences between them are enormous. Not nothing new in the hand. Dagim v'chagadim. Kamehim u'pitriyot. According to Rabbi Akiva, all of those things are mitzvah b'tzomer shesheni, because dagim and chagadim are certainly peros. I mean, they may not be to do like karka. They're certainly makshiri peros, the things that people use to make dips for and so on. Kamehim u'pitriyot are at least the things that grow, even though they don't grow off the ground, so you don't need that they should have all of these things. The only thing that would be excluded of the Rabbi Akiva is Mayim Melach. So according to him, that's why the Mishnah says Mayim Melach. But if you hold according to Rabbi Yishmael, then even a fish would not be called Gidula Min Ha'aretz, and because of that, the Mishnah should have said a tremendous fish. It should have said, even buying a fish, should have made mamish good food. I mean, it's great food, but it's not good because it doesn't match the cloth, cloth, and cloth. And the Chagai Matthew Tanamba came in. The truth is that it seems to say this to fish. It says, She'ein mechalalim mo'oz al peirot berifuk makom. It says, we have a Mishnah that says that if somebody bought the peirot, which is mashma that if you bought, that you really cannot buy with peirot, you do it the other way around, right? You do peirot on the, and you do peirot on ma'ot, like you were pointing out, Rabbi Yaakov, and not ma'ot on peirot. So if you're doing machalo ma'ot on peirot, a berif with ma'okom, then that's considered to be an act not of buying, but an act of kill. Are we way ahead already? Can we do the entire daf above?
Yes, we could only buy above.
Why didn't you stop me?
I thought we'd do more on Fridays and Sundays than on Shabbos. And
over
the year, we can do money.
I'm going to get really ahead of him. Okay. Let's get back to him. Thank you.